The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
In 2016, Donald Trump took the White House in a massive victory with his Make America Great Again campaign. Despite enormous popularity with his enormous rallies, he wasn't supposed to win. But Americans were fed up after 8 years of the radical leftist and communist agendas of Barack Hussein Obama and the globalists that pull his strings. Liberals had mental breakdowns, screaming and crying violently because this was supposed to be Hillary's election. Trump derangement syndrome was born. But when it came down to it, it turned out American citizens were more confident in a successful businessman promising to put America first rather than a nasty former First Lady and Secretary of State with a record of treason and crime. Trump came to office with big promises, and he took the hopes and dreams of millions of Americans with him, perhaps the most significant thing being the promise to drain the swamp in D.C. I believe he was sincere about his desire to do this, but had no idea how large, influential, and dangerous that swamp really was, and still is. In fact, it's much worse today. At some point, early in his time in the Oval Office, I believe he was taken aside and the swamp creatures explained it all to him. He did many good things during his first term, but it was also a constant barrage of attacks from those on the left and those of his own party. The pressure never let up. I believe he sincerely tried his best, but it's hard to succeed when you're fighting so many enemies within. We must also admit that he did or allowed many things while in office that were not good, and contrary to true conservatism, and certainly contrary to Christian ethics. Were these things, such as continuing to fund Planned Parenthood, supporting the LGBTQP+ movement, red flag gun laws, and unleashing the deadly COVID jabs, were those up to him or not? It became very clear to me by March of 2020, after the COVID scam was launched and his press conferences became dominated by the likes of Fauci and Burks. Trump stood to the side, allowing them to speak, and I saw a look on his face which can only be described as a combination of anger and fear. He was not in control. He was being told how this was going to go, and he didn't like it. During his 4 years in office, he also made some very poor decisions when it came to his cabinet members and even his vice president. Many turned out to be traitors. If given the chance, I don't think he'll make those same mistakes again in that regard. And now as this year's campaign winds down and Election Day approaches, I continue to get press releases from the Harris camp because I'm a member of the media. I've also followed both campaigns, and there's a stark contrast which mirrors the stark contrast of ideologies among the American citizenry. A few things are clear. Harris offers more intrusion into our lives, more DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, more of the Green New Deal, censorship and control of thoughts and ideas, more abortion, transgenderism, and normalization of all things LGBTQP+. As for your finances, if she becomes president, then in 4 years' time, you will own nothing and you won't like it. She's waging a campaign of fear and negativity, spending most of her time telling us that Trump is a Nazi. She's nearly completed 4 years in office now. No one can argue that America is definitely not better off today than it was 4 years ago, and they certainly can't blame Trump for that, but they continue to try. Kamala has blamed everyone but herself and Joe Biden for the dire state of our nation today. And now, after ramming the Titanic into the iceberg, she wants to back the ship of America up again and hit it again and again and again. Americans today are so tired of it all. It's been a constant mental abuse on a massive scale. Americans are depressed, with more suicides in the last 4 years than any other time in history, especially among our young people, so depressed and discouraged, so hopeless regarding the future, so lost and deluded. They've been indoctrinated and brainwashed into believing that Donald Trump is the devil, although they're not really sure why they hate him. That Americans are inherently evil people, and even their own genders are wrong. We're certainly in a bad place when college kids borrow tens of thousands of dollars for a so-called education, but when they discover, only after they graduate, that those degrees mean nothing in the real world, of course they're going to be angry and feel hopeless. And now they want taxpayers to pay off their student loans for them. In one sense, you can't really blame them. They were lied to all their lives growing up in government schools, by pop culture, and the traitorous mainstream press. Now they're told that being a white person automatically makes them an oppressor. Being a heterosexual makes them a hater. And as it turns out, their college degree is basically worthless. Honestly, they probably should be entitled to a refund. They've been taken to the cleaners and their brains have been thoroughly washed. There are so many things that need to be fixed in America. Trump's new campaign signs read, "Trump will fix it." Wouldn't that be nice? He certainly can try, and that would be a wonderful step in the right direction, but it'll only buy us some time because the devil never sleeps. In fact, should Trump win the Oval Office next week, the demons, spiritual and physical, will become so enraged that I believe every city in this nation will burn. If you thought their rioting, looting, burning, and killing in the past was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. I could list so many things that need fixing in this country. We're not only an occupied nation, occupied by foreign invaders from every hostile nation on earth, we're millimeters away from becoming a completely conquered nation. Our enemies have breached the gates, and they're in every city, town, and village in America now. Some may be your next-door neighbors. Many are even American citizens, but brainwashed zombie American citizens who've lost all ability to discern truth from lies. We are at the point where more and more Americans are asking for free stuff from the government. Government entitlements. In other words, communism. How did we get to this point where, today, the mindset of so many would make their parents and grandparents roll over in their graves? As I said, the devil never sleeps and neither do his demons, but our modern American churches, by refusing to properly instruct, by refusing to rightly divide the word of truth, and because pastors have refused to properly lead their sheep, instructing them as to good and evil, or to talk about our national sins, professing Christians in America today have been trained to primarily do just one thing, sleep. Yes, I'm disappointed in many professing Christians who are still so asleep regarding the most vital issues in our world today. So many simply go to church, stand when told to stand, sit when told to sit, sing when told to sing, then pay their money, and then listen to the pastor talk, and then go home and do nothing. This needs to change. You know, there's great excitement, hope, and optimism at a Donald Trump rally. You can really get caught up in the excitement of it all, sort of like the way some people respond to a professional football game. The Trump rallies are indeed filled with hope, positivity, and excitement at just the thought that if he gets back into the Oval Office, we just may have a chance. Certainly, it's my opinion that we'll have a much better chance to save our nation with Trump in office than we ever would with Harris, because Harris offers no hope, just more abuse. Control, dictatorship, and oppression. But as I've said so many, many times, Trump is not our savior. Under the very best of circumstances, there's only so much he can do. As Christ followers, we need to lead the way on all this. Certainly, America's pastors have incredible power at their fingertips. But let's face it, they're not going to do it. In fact, they're responsible for the U.S. being in the situation we labor under right now, and God will hold them accountable. If they had remained faithful to the truth, if they had had the courage to not only stand and speak about the evil, wickedness, and sin that's ravaged America in the past 40-some years, and also lead their people out of the church house and into the streets, the school board meetings, the city council meetings, and more, we would not be in this position now. Instead, they become good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men. They're responsible for all the souls they've misled through their cowardice, as the devil's minions have been allowed to rule this planet, twist and delude so many minds, and shape our modern American society. As positive and uplifting as a Donald Trump rally may be, it's nothing more than hopium, even if he is allowed to win next week. Unless America humbly repents, turns back to God, and follows all his commandments, teaching them to our children and grandchildren, and humbly thanking him daily for all the blessings he's bestowed upon us. Many, if not most, of the nations in this world are in utter turmoil and confusion today. But any nation that repents and returns to God in this way will see a recovery that would be nothing short of miraculous. God gave us 10 commandments. Imagine if we only followed them. Imagine if we stopped compromising with the murder of innocent babies created in God's image by God himself and completely abolished abortion nationwide. Imagine if, instead of compromising with sexual perversion that God calls an abomination, we stopped affirming mental illness and depravity and condemned that which God himself condemns. Imagine if we had the courage to love our neighbors enough to tell them the truth. Imagine if we cared even a little bit about worshiping and honoring our loving and patient Creator. We wouldn't be expecting our elections to be rigged. We wouldn't be fearful because our own government is our worst enemy. We wouldn't be on the verge of a globalist one-world beast system. You know, there was a time when you could park your car anywhere and leave it unlocked. There was a time when people didn't bother locking their front doors. There was a time when kids could play in the streets or their own backyards without parents fearing they could be abducted. There was a time when public schools taught God's word, when teachers led prayer in schools instead of leading sexual perversion studies. And Sunday was the Lord's Day, not the Green Bay Packers Day. So which would you rather have? For yourself, your children, and your grandchildren, the weight of even more oppression, even more taxation without representation, more lawlessness, more perversion and abomination, more domination and control by wicked men and women, or a return to God's simple but sensible Ten Commandments. The false hope of politicians and the circuses of political theater, or the real hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ, when we make him our Savior and our Lord. I think I know the answer, but it begins with each of us individually. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." For those of us who are his, he's promised that his power he gives to us. We have nothing to fear from this world, so we must stop fearing embarrassment, being ashamed of our Lord. We need not fear the opinions of men, not our friends, enemies, neighbors, or relatives. Instead, we need to never let any untruth go unchallenged. Always be ready to give the reason for the hope that we have. Men must lead as priests in their homes, and we must stand as a restraining force against evil in this world. Yeah, I know we have to work too, but as Christ followers, obedience to him is our primary job, and it's time we got to work. Get out and vote, but understand there's no political solution for the terrible spiritual condition America suffers with. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 446.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.